Vayitern HaRei, so we're in Yevamos Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're just going to pick up on Beis on Beis by the Gemara. We said this yesterday, but let's just jump into it. It says Gemara, Michti. Kulame Achos Yishofen. We learned all of the 15 cases of these women and their Ptor from doing Yibam. That's all learned out from the case of Achos Ishto, that is Achos Isha, a wife's sister. So the Gemara says, why don't we start off with that? Listening Achos Isha Beresha. V'chitem Chomrei Chomrei Nakat, when it goes according to the order of the most Chomer to the least Chomer, Rabbi Shimon, he So let's talk about mother-in-law in the first case. The Eker Shefa Bechamos Uksiv, because the first, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that is written by the mother-in-law. Voting furthermore, Basar Chamos, so his daughter-in-law. The Basar Shefa Skil Chamor. After Shefa Skil is Mos Chamor. Ella Bito Kevan. What about Bito? We're talking about Bito Me Anu Saso. Why is that the first one? The reason is it's kibbutz dasim midrasha chavivale. Since it's something comes from midrasha, therefore it's the most chaviv to him. Beep, turn the page. Like gimel amid aleph. That says a gemara. This is what we're up to. Kulo nami midrasha. So what do you mean? Everything's learned from the midrasha. Rashi says le'inyan p'tor yibum. All these cases in reference to be p'tor from the yibum is learned from midrasha asin me'achos isha, from the sister, your wife's sister. And all that's learned out from the wife's sister, and then, you know, it's first we learn out straight up this din of erva, that an erva and a tzara, a pater from Yibam, is taught from the context of the wife's sister, and then it's extended to all the other ras, and we dash that out. So, says, like we saw from Rash over there, so there's no chiddush here in saying that the case of Bito should take precedence because of the fact that it's learned from Joshua. Everything is learned out from a Joshua. And for the Gemara, Nehi del in Yibam asin midrasha. Okay, it makes sense that in reference to Yibam, the Ptor is learned out from a Joshua. However, Iker Isurayu behedjiksivu, the Iker Isser that they are, that's us at a be with them, that's learned out from the straight up Pasuk. Rashi says, Iker Isurayu that Shasura Misham Erva Bachomakom the Behedyak Siv Bahu. It's written straight up. Avabito Menusaso. The Ayu Bab Masis and Ikari Sura Midrashasya. The concept of a daughter from an onus that he raped some woman, he had an illicit relationship over there. That is not something which is written explicitly. The actual illicit itself, that's learned out from a drasha. And that's what it says now. Bito Ikari Isura Midrasha. That's not that from Josh, says the Gemara. Damarava Amar Li Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Asya Hena Hena. We learn out Gzir Shav of Hena Hena that a man's daughter is going to be ushered to him. And Asya Zima Zima. It's learned out through Gzir Shav of Zima Zima that the punishment for going against this Isser is Sarefa. Now, since a basic Isser against being with one's daughter is learned out through the drasha, this case is something which is considered chaviva to the tana, and therefore he puts it first. Says Rashi, Asya Hena Hena, Li Sura Asya Zima Zima L'Sreifa. So one is for the Sura, one is for the actual punishment. The Bito Me'ishto, V'chein Bas Bito, U'Bas B'no, all these cases, that is his daughter from his wife, and also Bas Bito, his daughter's daughter, U'Bas B'no, and the daughter of his son, Yalfa Yilfa me Ervas Isha Bita Lo Sagal. We learned that out from the erva of a woman and a daughter do not uncover. Vare Bito me Ishto Bechlal Bas Ishto. That's included in Bas Ishto, the case of Bito me Ishto, right? Aval Bito me Andusaso, his daughter from a woman that he took advantage of, Lo Mishtama. That's not mashma from there. Dichsev ervas isha veloshin ishus da'ay de kiddushin mashma. Right, because this is over there. Ervas isha, it's loshin of ishus. That's through kiddushin. V'gadu rachamanu bas bito ubas bino meidu saso b'haikra ervas bas bincha ubas bitcha v'hacha loshin ishus loksiv. But it doesn't have the word, the loshin of ishus over there. V'akati bito loksiv. Right now, still Bito shouldn't write over here, and we should learn that from Gzir Shava. Ksiv Hacha Bikra Danusa ki ervasachahena. It says by the pasuk of an anus, an anusa, kis ervasachahena, she's your erva. Oksiv bekra achrina de ishos sheira hena. Mahasam bito kibas bito, afkan bito kibas bito. And Rashi continues, asya zimazima, if exershav zimazima, le srefa, ksiv hacha. Bebito mi ishto zima hi, it says from his daughter, from his wife, that's zima. Uksib srefa zima hi, be ish yisrefu. Halaholan srefa, afkan srefa. Ubito mi asaso, and this daughter that comes from an anusa, ha yol filan mehena hena, vibas ish olemak serishama hena hena from bas ishto. Okay. So, putting everything into context, now we ask the question of why is it that we put the Mishnah in the order that we put it? And it's just because we like to learn it from a Joshua. All of them learn from a Joshua. And it says, yeah, in reference to the idea of Yibam, that's learned that from Joshua. But the Iker Isser itself is not learned that from a Joshua. But when it comes to Bita Menasa, so it learns from a Joshua. And the Joshua is Hena Hena Zima Zima. So that's why it's written first. Frak the Gemara. But Hashad the Amart, Kol Milsa the Asim Midrasha, Chavivale, now that you've said anything that's out of a Joshua, is Chaviv, listening La Achosish Labasof. Then let him teach the case of the wife's sister last, because the din that's going to patter an erva from Yibam is said in reference to a wife's sister, and the zen is extended to the other 14 arayos that we dashen from. Those 14 cases should be more dear to the Tana than that of the wife's sister, right? Because it's straight up, right? She says, the kulu minayal finan le'inyan p'tor Yibam le'kaman. So why isn't that put last? And for the Gemara, I did the Ayri b'Isser achvasa, since the Tana is talking about the Yisurim coming from the relationships of sisters, Tana Achos Ishto, so put in the case of Achos Ishto also, that is his wife's sisters, right, his wife's sister. It started off with such a concept, it says his sister and his mother's sister, so therefore put the idea of wife's sister as well. It just likes to group these things together, so therefore put it together. In fact, the Gemara, Vilisnayu Nami, sorry, Vilisnayu Lahai Baba, then let him teach the entire concept at the end. Rashi says, "Lahai bava kol iser achvasa," all the iserim of sisters. Let it be taught at the end, so then you can teach the straight up one at the very end. Kol iser achvasa, lahavi lebesof yakdim kalasa lachoso, and to his daughter-in-law before his sister. Ki yichitu lahavi achos ish lebesof. So achos ish can be at the end, which is not a drasha, but it's something which is learned straight up. So the Gemara says, "Okay, Ella." We got to come up with another reason why I put in this order then. Ela tana korve korve nakat. Rather, as she says, korve korve means hanach the korve le tfei nakat bereisha. That is, that the Tana put the relatives in the order of the closeness of the relationship to the people, to a person. Tana bito, ubas bito, ubas bino. It's out of by saying the case of one's daughter, his daughter's daughter, and his son's daughter, the Krovi Atzmo, because these are man's own blood, right? This is blood. Rashi says, Ve'ein Bekulan Krovus Ke'elu. And there's none of the relatives that are in the Mishnah are closer than these ones. Ve'aydi Litani Shlosha Doros Lamata Didei, since he decided to write, once it's done, it started by doing three generations going down from a person, right? That is the man himself, his first generation, his daughter, second one, his second generation, and his daughter's daughter, which should be his third generation. Rashi says, "Lamati today the ishto v'afa gav the hanach lav mishum korva today asir and lay." Right? So what happened? Tananami shlosha doros lamati dida. He went this lamati dida. He decided to go. He did doros lamati dida. He did lamati dida as well. And that would be the case of a wife's daughter from himself or from somebody else. Her daughter's daughter, her son's daughter. Again, it's not blood, but we want to keep this, I did the tani. Va'adetani shlosha doros lamata dida. And once now he's mentioned three descending generations from the man's wife, therefore, tani shlosha doros lamata dida. He's had to go three generations up from her. Right? She says, lamata dida, chamoso, his mother-in-law. Lamata dida, lo matzi lamisne midi. The ha'imo lo asya le'yivam, his mother, doesn't make sense to say his shtiklach, because his mother, obviously is not going to fall to him for yivam, sharia sura la'achiv me'aviv mishum eshes aviv. Right, so we go mother-in-law's, his mother-in-law, and mother-in-law's mother, and follow his mother, which With his wife included, it's three generations. And again, he couldn't go anywhere to himself, meaning his mother, because one, you're not able to marry his brother from the same father's mother, because that's his father's wife. Therefore, right, she can't fall before her son for Yibam at all. We don't say that. V'tana echoso v'chosimo. Then he mentioned one's sister and one's mother's sister. Next. He moved on to his mother's sister. It's an aunt. And his... No, did I say this right? Oh, his own sister from the same mother. And then one's mother's sister, as she says, V'tanya chos v'chos... Ima de Krovi Atzmo Tfei Mikaloso, more than his daughter in law, the Kaloso Lav Krovaso. His daughter in law is not really his relative. Elimikoch Kedushe Beno Nessel, only because his son got engaged to this person, married this person. That's how they ended up becoming Usser. The Krovi Atzmo, so he mentioned those are Krovi Atzmo. And then V'aidi, the Ari B'Isser Achva, and since the Tana is talking about the Isserim, they're coming from the relationship of sisters. Tanya Chos Isho, then he goes into the case of one's wife's sister. Ubedinu deliktema delikam lekalosa mikmei eishes of shalya ba'olam. And really, we should have put the case of kaloso, the daughter-in-law, before the case of the wife of one's maternal brother and wives of one's non-contemporary brother, delo mishum korva hu dasir, since these are not also because of the fact that they're blood, aidi de ayri beisr achva, however, once the Tana was dealing with the Yisurim coming from the relationship of brothers, of siblings, Tana ishes achiv, shalir be'olamo. Therefore, the cases of the wife of one's maternal brother, the wife of one's brother Shaloi Ba'olamo, he mentions that. How did Tanur Chalasa? After he goes to Kalasa to his daughter-in-law, says Rashi. V'dinu deliktem el Kalasa mekmeishes achiv Shaloi Ba'olamo delav mishem karvu hudasa klomer v'kevin de krovin nakat. Since you're mentioning relatives, v'asal. The kalasa of Eishes Achiv, Shaloya ba'alam of Eishes Achiv ne'ima lab mishum korva didehu dasir and lay, not because of his own kirva that it's asir to him. Bedinhu delisni kalasa mikmei Eishes Achiv shaloya ba'alam. It makes sense. It mentioned his daughter-in-law before Eishes Achiv shaloya ba'alam. Mikmei Eishes Achiv and before his brother's wife, Mimo from his same mother, Namishim to Kalosu Chamir Tfei, Kalosu can be more Chamor Tfei Minayu, Vahavali Laminkat Chumri Kivan, the Lomasi Laminkat Korve. It should have brought down the Chumri because we're able to find when it comes to Krovov. Okay, that sums up as for why we have the order that we have. Now, Frekta Gemara, my area the Tani Potros. Now, we're going to go into the actual terminology of the mission itself. What caused the Tana to teach the 15 women exempt their co-wives from Yibam? Rashi's the Masri Pturos Hain V'Yibay Miyabim. Listni Osros. When you say Potros, it sounds like you're potter from it, but if you want, then you're able to actually do Yibum. Shouldn't it say Osros? Then it's asking them. As she says, listen to Osros. Havadi Asuros Hain, Me'achashenim Zekukos, Yibum, since they're not Zokit, they're not up for Yibum there, V'kaim of Yisrael Shizachas. The Yisrael Shizach, you're not allowed to marry the wife of your brother, that's still intact over here. So listen to Osros, use Lashon of Aser. So the Gemara, no, Itana Osos, if we'd use the Lashon of Osos, then Hava Amina, I would have thought, Osir Liyabim Avamechet Chalta, you can't do Yibam, but you're allowed to do Chalitza, Kamash Vala, and therefore comes to tell you that the tzaros are pater, and the ptor is chalitza and yivam, same thing, includes the same amount. Rashi says, Havamina osos liyivam, how things osos liyivam, chalitza, lamishtama me'acha, don't get rid of it, shein isem chalitza. Havamina michlatz chalitza, you're allowed to do chalitza al karcho, therefore, al karcho, she'ein ishes ach me'av below banim niftaros below chalitza. That's what you would have thought. Kamash malan. Therefore, it's coming to tell you that the atzos are pater, and it applies to chalitza, not only yivam, but also to chalitza. In fact, the Gemara... Velisti asur lachlots. Why don't we let the Tana just say straight up that it's usur for her to do chalitza? Just say that one straight up. Let's say more Mika of it. Why would you say that? What issue could come out by doing chalitza? Like, you can't come along and usur because nothing bad comes out. It says vehilkach Mika of vehilkach lo shayach lashon isur vechalitza lashon pater. Doesn't make sense to see that lashon. You should say pater. Alam alo. So why should chalitza not be aser? Why shouldn't it be a problem? Rashi says, Alam alo shayach lashon iser. Havadi shayach. Shema ta omer choletzes aser lemer mitzabemis. Because if you say the chalitza, you would come to think that you're allowed to do yibam as well. So, alam alo, it should be aser. Ima ta omer choletzes viabemis. Because if you say she's allowed to do chalitza, then she's going to come to do yibam, for it's a problem. Okay, that's one answer. Now we have another answer why. You decided to use the lashon they used. Says the Gemara, Kevin dimim kom mitzvah hu da'asira tzara. Since it's only in the case of a mitzvah of yibam that the tzara of the erva is going to be usher to someone, v'shalobim akom mitzvah sharia. But outside of the situation of Yibam, she's going to be mutter mishum hachi tani pochos. Therefore, the Tana teaches that the 15 usher relatives are going to pater their co-wives. Zok tehil gerashi, kivan debamakom mitzvah Yibam hu dasira, tzaras habas, that's the tzar of the vas, that's where it's usher. Can the first from Asnisen, the Mishe Patra Kosov Mizikas Yibam Kaimale Beishis Ach Shigishlo Banim. Therefore, Shalom Mokom Mitzvah Shaya, says Rashi. Go Nachri, Shinasa Chasano, Vilo Ishacher. It's like someone who goes ahead and he makes this wedding, and he also has another wife, Umay, since she dies, Uteris Ishto Lechamiv. Now his wife is giving water to his father-in-law. At the time, Lakamon Gabi Shisharayas Hamuros Me'elu de Masnisen Shem Hachidami Tamit Pturas and for instance Ptur. Rashi says Ditana Osos. If he was an Aser, then Masma Shabaso Sarasalov Likach Lekavachomer Shlobim Komitzvos Aval Potros Lomishtai Lomishtama Isura Shun Tarasa Shabas. Ella bas potaita mi yibam vi sura shchiv shachiv ala me meila the habi v'sei shesach sheish lo banim. That's what it ends up being compared to. It's a chod that he has brothers, right? To vishum eish shesachu the mitzar shalom komitzal, because eish shesach is going to be usher and not give a mitzvah to marry. The like is eish ach Allah sharia. Now says the Gemara. Umay iri the tani min achalitza min yibam. What's the pshat that the Tana? What's he coming to tell us that these 50 women are going to pater the tzaros from achalitza and from yibam? Stay min a yibam lechudei. Just say why are we saying this all zachvir? Just say from yibam. That's it. As she says, the hot ikar mitzvah. Achalitza right. I'm glad I said that well. As velisim and yibum lechudei, the ha'ikar mitzvah he, vechalitza mamila mishtama. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Why is it that you're going out over here? My ear the tani minachitza yibum. So many yibum lechudei, just say yibum by itself. That's the primary mitzvah. Chalitza is not even going to do Yibam. Therefore, this Pasuk Chalitza is coming to knock off the bond between the Yavama and the Yavam. But this bond is a product of Yibam, of the Chiv of Yibam. So the Mishnah, if the Mishnah said that the women are exempt from Yibam, we would automatically have known that they do not need Chalitza. And for the Gemara, Itanim and Yibam, Havamina of Tana would have just thought that the Sari is Pater from Yibam, then I would come to say something quite interesting that Rashi spells out. I come to say Itanim and Yibam, Havamina, Milchatz Chalitza. Every Rava, she has to do Chalitza even though she's not going to be Chayef in Yibam. Kamash Malah, and therefore comes to tell you straight up that she's going to be part of Chalitza also. Why? Kol ha'ola li'yibam ola l'chalitza. Whoever, if the subject falls into the category of Yibam, also falls to the idea of Chalitza as well. V'chol she'ino li'yibam in ola l'chalitza. And it doesn't fall to that category, it doesn't fall to Chalitza as well. And for the Gemara, it says, okay, we got it. It's necessary for the Tana to mention Chalitza. But what about Velisni mina yibum mina Chalitza? Tana should say that an Erva is going to pater his co-wife from yibum and from a Chalitza. And it mentions yibum first, puts yibum before Chalitza. Now, Rashi says, to who Iker? If you don't desire to go ahead and take this wife of your brother, do chalitza. Ha em chafetz yabim yabim. If you have a desire to, and you do it, daftun dalit. Alma mitzvah yibam erisa. Yibam is going to come first. So it says Rashi for the Gemara. V'lisim b'yibam in a chalitza. Inami min a chalitza lechuda. Or that you could go and say that she's going to be putter from Chalitza alone. Why did he leave out the idea of Yibam? Why does he say from Chalitza from Yibam? Abishol, he's Abishol. Goes to Abishol. The Amr mitzvah Chalitza goes on to say Yibam. He says that the mitzvah Chalitza takes precedence over the mitzvah of Yibam. Right, a famous Tosos over here. Take a look on that. But for now, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.